Do the Buffalo Bills have a chance to win any major NFL awards in 2022? There are several strong candidates, and we will explore the possibilities today on Locked On Bills.
You are Locked On Bills, your daily Buffalo Bills podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Bills Mafia? It's Joe Marino from the Draft Network, and I'm your host of Locked On Bills. Happy Wednesday to you, and thank you for making Locked On Bills your first listen every day. I'm excited for what we're going to do today on the podcast. This should be really fun. I want to look at the major NFL awards. And when I say that, I mean Coach of the Year, NFL MVP, Defensive Rookie of the Year, Offensive Rookie of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, Comeback Player of the Year, and see if the Bills have a chance at collecting some hardware this season. And the Bills have candidates, strong candidates in some cases, in all of these categories. And so I want to look at each major award, talk about where the Bills fall in terms of the favorites at this point in time, courtesy of our friends over at Bet Online. And then talk about why it could happen and why maybe I'm a bit skeptical about the possibilities. So let's work through each of these awards and have some fun here on the podcast and speculate over some of the accolades that could come the Bills' way in 2022. So let's start with Coach of the Year. And one thing that I'll do for each of these awards is I will tell you the last time that it happened for the Bills. The last time that the Bills had the AP NFL Coach of the Year was 1980, Chuck Knox. The only time it's ever happened, actually. The Bills have had the NFL AP Coach of the Year one time, 1980, Chuck Knox. And when I say that, I mean since the NFL-AFL merger, so since 1970. And that'll be true for all of the awards that we talk about. So this year, right now, courtesy of our friends over at Bet Online, Sean McDermott at plus 1,000 has the best odds to be the NFL Coach of the Year in the year 2022. Behind him is Brandon Staley with the Chargers at plus 1,400, Josh McDaniels with the Raiders plus 1,400, Nathaniel Hackett with the Broncos plus 1,600, and Mike McDaniel with the Miami Dolphins plus 1,600. You'll notice that three of the top five in terms of best odds are coaches in their first year with their new team in McDaniels, Hackett, and McDaniel. And that's because this award in recent years has gone to coaches in their first year with a new team. It's happened quite a bit. But right now, Sean McDermott, plus 1,000, the best odds. So why am I skeptical and why could it happen? For all of the awards except for this one, I'm going to start with why could it happen. But this one, I'm going to start with why am I skeptical. Because I'm surprised that Sean McDermott has the best odds. Because this award typically goes to the coach whose team exceeds preseason expectations or deals with a bunch of issues and still come out as a playoff team like Mike Vrabel did last year with the Tennessee Titans. Them losing Derrick Henry and still being the number one seed in the AFC playoffs is why Mike Vrabel was the NFL Coach of the Year last year. But more times than not, it's about the team that outperforms or exceeds their preseason expectations. Right now, the Buffalo Bills are the favorites to win the Super Bowl. Right now, the Buffalo Bills are the highest team. When you see the over-unders for win totals in 2022, the Bills have the highest number. So I'm not sure how the Bills can overachieve. Expectations are high for the Bills. If they go 12-5 and win the AFC East, does that move the needle? Does that give Sean McDermott the Coach of the Year trophy this year? I don't know that it does, because if they go 12-5, win the AFC East, that's exactly what everybody expected them to do. And so I'd be surprised if that earned Sean McDermott this award. And so that's why I'm skeptical. Expectations are high. I think that in order for Sean McDermott to win this award, the Bills have to win like at least 14 games. 14, 15 wins, the clear best team in the league. That's what it's going to take. And so that's also why it could happen. The Bills could do that. They could do exactly what I just said. They could go win 14 or 15 games, be the clear best team in the league, and Sean McDermott gets this award. And I think part of what could help Sean McDermott is I think he was more deserving of this award. And I know that's weird to say more deserving because the 2022 season hasn't happened. But I think in 2017, he was very deserving for that team to get to the playoffs, given the dynamics of that season. I think in 2020, the 13-3 team, I thought that team was deserving. I thought Sean McDermott was deserving those years. And so there could be a little bit of thought in the mind of the voters as to, wow, Sean McDermott's really had a case a couple of times. You know, they're the clear best team in the league. He deserves it. But again, if the Bills go 12-5, win the AFC East, I don't think that moves the needle in the mind of voters, and that's why I'm skeptical. And a little surprised, quite frankly, that Sean McDermott enters the season as the clear favorite to win this award. Let's move on to NFL MVP. The last time the Buffalo Bills had the NFL MVP was 1991, Thurman Thomas. And it's happened one other time, O.J. Simpson, back in 1973. Right now, Josh Allen, plus 700, the favorite. Josh Allen, the favorite to be the NFL MVP. I mean, is this crazy? You got the coach of the year favorite, the NFL MVP favorite. You're supposed to win the most games, and you're the favorite to win the Super Bowl. Hopefully this team's hungry and not reading their press clippings because, you know, they're a team that everybody has high expectations for. That's going to be a big challenge ahead for Sean McDermott and the leadership of this team is to manufacture that chip on their shoulder and realize that, no, not everybody believes in you that and that there is doubt and that, you know, you got to find those ways to create that motivation. But right now, the media and a lot of fans are high on what the Bills can be in 2022, and rightfully so. But Josh Allen, the leading candidate, plus 700. Justin Herbert actually tied with him at plus 700. Patrick Mahomes, plus 800. Joe Burrow, plus 1,100. Tom Brady, plus 1,200. That's your top five in terms of favorites to be the NFL MVP right now, courtesy of Bet Online. So why could it happen, and why am I skeptical? Well, the reason why it could happen is because, well, Josh Allen is arguably the best player in the league and has been in the conversation in each of the last two seasons to be the NFL MVP. He's capable of doing it. He's that type of player that can put up crazy good numbers, lots of touchdowns, be the best player on the best team, and, you know, he takes home the hardware. That's why it could happen. And if the Bills are a dominant offense and Josh produces like he should, it could be his. And I think people understand how unique of a player Josh Allen is and how what his role is for this Bills team and the value that he brings and what's on his plate. I mean, I think you can make a strong case that Josh Allen's value to the Buffalo Bills is stronger than any player's value to their team in the NFL because of what's on his plate. I mean, this dude is that dude. So yeah, that's why it could happen. Why am I skeptical about this? Well, the competition's really good as well. Justin Herbert, Pat Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Lamar Jackson's healthy this year. There's a lot of good football players out there that can put up big stats and be on good teams. And so, you know, if the last 2 years is the norm for Josh Allen, he'll be in the conversation, but there's other really outstanding football players that are going to have a claim as well. Need to tell you guys about Built Bars, and I want to focus in on the birthday cake puffs. These things are phenomenal. And let's start by talking about the puffs because I was nervous about the puffs because I'm not a big marshmallow guy. You know, you're not really going to catch me eating s'mores or eating marshmallows at all. But I tried them, And I got to say, they're delicious. I actually like the Puffs more than the regular Built Bars. And I'm not lying to you. I mean that. Puffs are chocolate-covered marshmallows that are, and these are, it's like a protein bar. It's a delicious treat. 16 grams of protein, low calorie, low sugar, and they're absolutely delicious. And Built just came out with the birthday cake puffs. It's the marshmallow covered in white chocolate. It's amazing. Sprinkles on top. It's sweet and delicious, loaded with protein, healthy for you. And other flavors of puffs are great too. They got churro. They've got banana cream. You got to try them. They're phenomenal. So if you haven't tried them yet, I encourage you to do so. If not, you know, if you want to try them as well, I do have a deal for you. You can go to built.com, use promo code LOCKED15. You'll get 15% off your next order. Again, promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. All right, let's move on to a couple of awards now that deal with rookies. Defensive Rookie of the Year, Offensive Rookie of the Year. Now, the Bills have the favorite for Coach of the Year and NFL MVP. That's not the case with the rest of the awards, but they have players that are in the conversation. We'll start with Defensive Rookie of the Year. The last time that happened for the Buffalo Bills was 1987. Shane Conlon, linebacker, he took home the hardware. And the only other time it happened was in 1979. Jim Haslett was the NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year. And I'll take this opportunity to once again state that Trey White deserved to be the NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year in 2017. He was robbed. He had one less interception than Marshon Lattimore, but he forced more turnovers. He was better in coverage. He was a better player that year. He deserved it. So let's look at, obviously, the candidate for the Bills this year is Kyer Elam. First-round pick. I think he's going to be a starter. I've been saying this multiple times now. The Bills' first-round pick every year under Sean McDermott has been a starter. Trey White, Tremaine Edmonds, Josh Allen, Ed Oliver, Greg Rousseau. Kyer Elam, to me, is going to be an immediate starter for this football team. The leading player right now, the favorite is Aiden Hutchinson from the Detroit Lions, plus 500, number two pick in the draft. Kyle Hamilton with the Ravens is number two at plus 700. Kayvon Thibodeau from the Giants, the edge rusher, plus 700. George Karlaftis with the Chiefs, he's plus 1,000. Quay Walker, linebacker with the Packers, plus 1,000. Jermaine Johnson at number six, edge rusher for the Jets, plus 1,100. Derek Stingley, corner from Houston, plus 1,200. Sauce Gardner, corner from the Jets, plus 1,200. At number nine, the number one overall pick, Trayvon Walker. Jaguars, plus 1,200. Devin Lloyd at number 10, plus 1,400. I think that's really good odds for Devin Lloyd. I put a few bucks on that, to be honest with you. That's just too good of a value to not throw a few bucks down on it. Devin Lloyd, linebacker, Jaguars, plus 1,400. Nakobe Dean at number 11, he's plus 1,800. Linebacker with the Eagles. And then right there is also Kyer Elam, plus 1,800. So he's in the conversation right now in terms of being the favorites. And I think he's got a chance. So why could it happen? Well, I think it starts with Kyer Elam being in such a great spot. And this is something that I talked a lot about when reflecting on Levi Wallace and how effective he was for the Bills, in that he's in this back seven that it's just a great spot for a player to step into. Think about everything else besides Kyer Elam in the back seven. The two safeties, Jordan Poyer, Micah Hyde, you know they're elite football players. Trey White, an elite football player. Taron Johnson, one of the best slot corners in the NFL. Matt Milano, Tremaine Edmonds, both good coverage linebackers. That's your back seven. You're stepping into that. And those guys have all been playing together since 2018. A lot of them since 2017. You think about the two safeties in Poyer and Hyde and Trey White. Then in 2018, you add Taron Johnson and Tremaine Edmonds. Milano's back from 2017. Coverage in zone defense, it's spacing, it's communication, it's understanding depth, how you play off one another. It's a lot of communication. When you have six of your seven back seven defenders have been playing together since 2018, some 2017 with the same coaches, you know what you're doing. And so now you insert yourself as Kyer Elam as the other corner outside across from Trey White. You're in a great spot. He's a great fit, and he has great ball skills. I've said this a million times, but I want to say it again. Kaiir Elam had the best ball skills of any player in the 2022 NFL draft. So he's going to have pass breakups. He's going to have interceptions. And that's going to help him if he's going to be the NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year. He's going to need that stuff. So I love the fit. Love the ball skills. And what about the player, right? Just not just that he's in a good situation and he has ball skills, but I think we've all kind of learned a lot about Kaiir Elam in recent weeks since the Bills made him their pick. And that this guy is a process player. He prepares. He's going to put in the work. He's going to study. He's going to do everything that he possibly can to put himself in good positions to perform on Sundays. So you have a really nice situation here for Kaiir Elam to step in and have a great season. Now, will he win Defensive Rookie of the Year? I think he's got a chance. So why am I skeptical? Well, the reason I'm skeptical is there's a lot of good competition. You know, I mentioned 11 other players that certainly have a good case as well. Other players below Kaiir that are in a good spot to have a big year. So there's good competition there. But probably the biggest thing is just that this award typically doesn't go to defensive backs. It's only happened 3 times in the last 25 years. Only 3 times in the last 25 years has a defensive back won Defensive Rookie of the Year. Charles Woodson in 1998, Marcus Peters in 2015, Marshawn Lattimore, asterisks in 2017. And you're looking at this list, and there's a lot of D linemen, a lot of linebackers. Aidan Hutchinson, Kayvon Thibodeau, George Karlaftis, Jermaine Johnson, Trayvon Walker, Devin Lloyd. You know, there's going to be Quay Walker, linebacker with the Packers. There's going to be a lot of young players that are going to get prominent roles for their teams, and it's going to be a tight race, I think, all the way through. I don't think it's going to be like last year where Micah Parsons just kind of ran away with it. A lot of good players in the mix this year, and Kaiir Elam is certainly one of them. Let's go to Offensive Rookie of the Year. The only time the Bills have ever claimed that award was in 1970, Dennis Shaw, quarterback, and he didn't even have that good of a year. He had a very brief career. Was the Offensive Rookie of the Year at quarterback and didn't last long. His touchdown to interception ratio is something to behold. So that's the only time it's ever happened for the Bills. James Cook, obviously, the player that's in the mix, and it's a pretty tight group here in terms of where the odds are right now, courtesy of our friends at Bet Online. Kenny Pickett, the leading candidate, quarterback with the Pittsburgh Steelers, plus 600. Breece Hall, running back with the Jets, former Bills running back, plus 800. Chris Olave, wide receiver with the Saints, plus 800. Treylon Burks with the Titans, he's plus 900. He couldn't even finish his first practice. He was gassed and, I don't know, it was like 85 degrees. He played college football at Arkansas. I have no idea why he couldn't finish the practice. Sky Moore with the Chiefs, plus 900. And then also James Cook, plus 900. So, you know, there's only three players right now with better odds to be the Offensive Rookie of the Year than James Cook: Pickett, Hall, and Olave. And then Cook's right there. So why could it happen? Well, I think the opposite is true here with the offensive side as compared to the defensive side. The competition here is pretty light. You only had one first-round quarterback. You had a bunch of receivers go in the first round, but you know, it's kind of tough for these receivers to come in and have big stats right away. He didn't have a first-round running back. He had a couple in the second round in Breece Hall and James Cook. But, you know, James Cook's in a much better offense than Breece Hall with the Jets. So I think the competition is fairly light, which opens the door for a guy like James Cook to be in the mix. Why else could it happen? Well, the Bills are a dynamic offense. You know, Cook's going to get his chances. I think he's got a realistic opportunity to touch the football 150 to 200 times this year. He's a talented player. Creative in space, good catcher of the football, has speed. Those are good qualities for him to be on a good offense and produce. You produce, get a chance to be the Rookie of the Year on offense. Now, why am I skeptical? I think the biggest thing here is, will he score enough touchdowns? Right? That's what's going to move the needle in the eyes of voters. Does this guy score touchdowns? And when you think about the Bills' running backs over the last several years, they don't score a lot of touchdowns, right? Because Josh Allen vultures those short yardage carries and he runs it in a lot himself. And you know, Cook's not a player that's going to profile well as a goal line runner, so he's not going to get those 1 yard plunges. He's going to have to score from distance and he's going to have to score a lot, catching the football and on some perimeter home run runs. So the first thing that I have down, will he score enough touchdowns? That's my biggest question. The second question is, how will the Bills incorporate him? Now, I think part of this is a talent issue, but looking back over the last several years with the Bills offense, they've struggled to get multiple running backs going. And so I know it's a different play caller. There's a lot of different offensive minds in place now with Mike Shula, Joe Brady, Aaron Cromer. Brian Daboll's out. Ken Dorsey's the OC. Shea Tierney's gone. A lot of changes on this offensive coaching staff. But the previous offensive coaching staff struggled to get more than one running back going. I guess the most productive tandem the Bills had under Brian Daboll was like the Frank Gore-Devin Singletary situation back in Singletary's rookie season. So the Bills are going to have to showcase that they can actually do this and get multiple running backs going. And you know they want to. You've heard Coach McDermott say repeatedly that it's not good for one running back to carry the load and that he wants it to be spread across multiple backs. Well, that really hasn't happened. I mean, they've tried, but they haven't gotten quality production out of multiple backs. That hasn't happened with any level of consistency. So how would that work for James Cook? It's a question that I have, and it's a reason why I would be skeptical. But, you know, decent little opportunity here for James Cook at plus 900, fourth best odds, right, of any player right now entering the season. Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's basketball playoffs, Major League Baseball scores, fights, and even next season's NFL futures, just like we're doing right now. These odds, you like anything you're hearing, you can go to BetOnline right now and put down a wager. BetOnline, your continued source for all your sports wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and the action. It's BetOnline, and it's where the game starts. All right, a couple more awards to get to. Defensive Player of the Year and Comeback Player of the Year. Defensive Player of the Year, the Bills have had this three times in their history. Most recently in 1996, Bruce Smith. 1995, Bryce Pop, back-to-back, that's fun. Then 1990, Bruce Smith. The Bills have this guy, Von Miller. I think you heard of him. He's in the conversation. Ahead of him right now, in the odds, courtesy of BetOnline entering the season, Myles Garrett, the favorite. Defensive end from the Browns, plus 650. TJ Watt, the reigning Defensive Player of the Year with the Steelers, plus 700. Aaron Donald, who, what does he want it, three times, four times or something like that, plus 750. Micah Parsons with the Cowboys, plus 900. Nick Bosa, plus 1,100. Joey Bosa, plus 1,800. Khalil Mack, plus 2,000. Chase Young with the Washington Commanders, plus 2,200. Then you'll find Von Miller at plus 2,500. So he comes in at number nine in terms of best odds to be NFL Defensive Player of the Year entering the season. So why could it happen? Well, Von Miller's an elite football player, an elite defensive playmaker. That's why it could happen. And I think he's going to be very motivated to get this, right? He's never been the NFL Defensive Player of the Year. He was the NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year, but never Defensive Player of the Year. And I think Von Miller's legacy matters a lot to him. You know, he's coming to Buffalo in a lot of ways because he wants to win that third Super Bowl with a third team. He's been the Super Bowl MVP. But has he ever been the NFL Defensive Player of the Year? No, I think he wants that. And I think through getting to know Von Miller, through his press conferences and in his YouTube channel, those accolades, his legacy, it matters a lot to him. So he's an elite player. I think he wants it. And I think you know, being in Buffalo, a team that everybody expects to be really good, that means you're going to be playing with leads. Other teams are going to be trying to come from behind. And we know that Sean McDermott preaches he wants to force teams to be one-dimensional. And if you score a lot of points and other teams are chasing you, they're one-dimensional, they have to throw it. Von Miller tees off, racks up the sacks. That's why it could happen. Now, why am I skeptical? Well, the reason I'm skeptical is that it's going to come down to sack production, right? He's got to have a bunch of sacks, and Von Miller is capable of having a bunch of sacks. But Sean McDermott's defenses typically don't produce a lot of big sack numbers. Sean McDermott has not produced a double-digit sack guy ever in Buffalo. And the last time it happened was in 2015. Kawan Short, a defensive tackle, with 11 sacks. So let's look at some of that production. This is every player under Sean McDermott with either the Panthers or the Bills. So dating back to 2011 through 2021. Pretty nice sample size. Every player to have at least 7 sacks. And I'll do it by year. In 2011, Charles Johnson had 9. 2012, Charles Johnson had 12.5. 2013, Greg Hardy had 15. Also in 2013, Charles Johnson had 11. 2014, Charles Johnson had 8.5. 2015, Kawan Short, 11. 2016, Mario Addison, 9.5. Jerry Hughes in 2018, 7. Jordan Phillips, 2019, 9.5. And then last year, Mario Addison had 7. I mean, TJ Watt had over 20 sacks last year. So I think Von's going to have to really produce a lot of sacks, produce forced fumbles, be on a good team, be on a good defense, right? The Bills are, all of that stuff's possible, but we haven't seen a player under McDermott rack up a ton of sack production. If anybody can do it, it's Von. And what's also very interesting about Von Miller and forecasting him to this Bills defense is typically Von Miller has played a ton of snaps every year. And we know that the Bills rotate a ton. But I want to tell you year by year Von Miller's snap percentage, just to give you an idea of how often he's on the field. So his rookie season in 2011, 79% of the defensive snaps. 2012, 90%. 2013, 84%. 2014, 84%. 2015, 76%. 2016, 81%. 2017, 86%. 2018, 78%. 2019, age 30 season, 84%. And we know he missed 2020 due to the injury. Came back in 2021 at age 32. And for Denver, he played 76% of the snaps. For the Rams, he played 79%. This guy is 76% or higher every year. This guy's on the field for 3/4 of the defensive snaps throughout his career. What does that look like in Buffalo? I can't wait to find out, right? This is a really interesting situation. So if there's anybody that, you know, he's commanded a lot of playing time, he's getting paid a ton of money, Von can do it. But I think I'm pretty, like, I think I have a logical point here in terms of me being skeptical just because of the rotation of the defense and just stylistically the way that Coach McDermott designs defense. He wants the rush to marry the coverage, and a lot of times that means forcing the ball out quick, and you know, you're not able to get the quarterback on the ground, but you get a lot of pressure. We've seen this happen over the last several years in Buffalo. So I'm really interested to see how Von Miller comes in and produces. I know he's going to get a lot of pressure. I know he's going to make a big impact. But does that mean 17, 18, 19, 20 sacks? I don't know, but I think that's what he's going to have to do to claim the hardware. The last one is comeback player of the year. The only Buffalo Bill to claim that award was Doug Flutie in 1998. The leading candidates, I'll give you the top five right now, courtesy of Bet Online. Derrick Henry with the Titans, plus 550. Jameis Winston with the Saints, plus 600. Michael Thomas with the Saints, plus 900. Christian McCaffrey, Panthers, plus 900. Deshaun Watson, quarterback with the Browns, plus 1,200. And that doesn't even get into players like Lamar Jackson, Mitch Trubisky, Marcus Mariota, Chase Young, Cam Akers, J.K. Dobbins. The player that the Bills would have in this conversation, I guess, would be Trey White. He played in 11 games last year. That's probably not going to work in his favor. So not only, you know, he played 11 games last year and played at a high level, but there's such a strong field, right? That's why I'm skeptical. There's just too much competition here. Several of the players, if not most of the players I just mentioned, are going to have great seasons. And a lot of those guys missed the entire year, or missed a whole lot more than 11 games. So I think there's too much competition. I think it's highly unlikely that he gets it. But for the other, I mean, we talked about six awards here. For five of them, I think the Bills have a strong candidate. That'll be a fun storyline for us to pay attention to this year, because this team's going places and they're, you know, they're in position and have the types of players and coaches that can claim major NFL awards, and it'll be something fun to monitor throughout the course of the 2022 season. All right, folks, that's going to do it for us here today on the podcast. Looking forward to tomorrow. Don't miss it. Make sure you're subscribed. Would love it if you took a second to rate, review, and share the podcast. Have a great rest of your day, and I look forward to catching up with you again tomorrow.